Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the MAGCD Work in Progress Show, coming to you live from Central St. Martin's. I'm Savvy, one of your hosts for the evening. We'll be on air from 6:30-ish to 9:45 tonight. Over the next 3 days, we'll be live streaming a series of interviews with each member of our course. Bringing you a next-level publication, we're using both live audio and live visualizations in the gallery space. Back in early December 2017, we held a two-day symposium where each of us gave a short presentation on what we've been researching and shared some of our experiments based on that research. The questions I'll be asking were generated through the audience's participation during those 2 days, and so we're using this platform to go a bit deeper into our topics. Listen for live updates on graphicallyspeaking.co.uk, where we'll also be archiving these interviews. If you're able to visit the space, you can see samples of our work in progress, hear these interviews live, and watch some digital visualizations of our on-air voices. And if you're tuning in to the archive, welcome and thanks for listening. So, first up, we have Paula. Welcome.
Hi.
Can you start by telling us your working title and give us a little bit of an explanation of your terminology?
My working title is Loss in Luminality, Defining Medium Transposition. Luminality is a term used usually within the context of anthropology, and in that sense it represents the quality of ambiguity that occurs in the middle stage of rituals, when participants no longer hold their pre-ritual status but also have not yet begun the transition to the status they will hold when the ritual is complete. So basically luminality is the state of in between, being at the threshold. For example, noon and midnight, teenagers, dolphins, airports, or like ceremonies, like marriage ceremony or bar mitzvah. Oh, yeah. Being at a trial.
Marriage ceremony? How's
yeah.
that?
Well, you know, because while you're walking towards the altar, you know, you're a bachelorette, and then you have this moment of I do, and then your wife, like your social status changes.
Okay, yeah. So like the actual ceremony being
yeah.
the cool.
My research is about exploring that liminality, but in the context of transposition, the context of changing mediums, the main dimensions and disciplines, the liminality of machines, basically. What exactly happens in that moment of translation, especially when we translate something from the physical domain into a digital artifact? Because today, I think we value both of these realms equally, physical and digital, but we fail to comprehend the processes that occurs in the digital, behind the surface layer, the interface, the screen, mm-hmm. which serves us as our way in.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So, what do you think is lost in the process of liminality?
Well, my research explores the very idea translation does not have to necessarily take from the meaning or content, rather to investigate if it could maybe bring some new values to it. When talking about the basic nature of translation from one medium to another, there's always some literal loss included due to the fact, as Walter Benjamin stated in the task of the translator, the original always undergoes a change because no translation would be possible if in its ultimate essence it strove for likeness to the original, and that the translation stands in the closest relationship to the original by virtue of the original sensibility. For the moment, I just want to explore the relationships and occurrences rather than making some definitive conclusions and statements.
Yeah, sure. I think we're all kind of in that stage.
It's in progress. So.
Yeah. Well, that seems exciting. So your work is about a process, or like this in-between state, as you said. How do you reconcile that nature, this in-between idea, with the idea or expectation of working towards a final outcome for your whole project?
Being in the zone of in between, I believe all our interventions and potential obstructions are temporary. They are dependent on the length of the process. They interfere and may or may not affect the final outcome. The sole act of potential disturbance will not be visible nor accessible once the transition is done, rather embedded in its outcome. So working in the state of liminality implies working with no outcome per se, but there is eventual outcome in the end, because I'm exploring the state of a process, but a process to be a process, it has to have a beginning and the end. So there is some final result at the end.
But your final result could just be a process.
That as well, yes.
Okay.
So far it is.
Oh. All right, so working towards that idea, who is your audience?
Well, my experiments so far may seem pretty hermetic and inaccessible to people not familiar with the design practice or design protocols and theory and professional in general. But the thing is, I think that my area of research is something that is widely spread and embedded into our everyday lives and culture and routines. So I think each of us has a very special relationship with the personal technology we use, like computers and mobile phones and all those old gadgets. I would maybe even ritualistic relationship, might I say, the way we operate with those machines.
Yeah, sure.
So I believe in the end, everybody can connect at some level with what I'm exploring. Because my experiments, as you can see in my drawer, they involve things like phone camera or a scanner, which are very inclusive, democratic objects that we, you know, everyone can use and get. So even though maybe it seems abstract at the moment, I believe my final work will communicate well with all audiences because it's related to things we are surrounded daily.
And like the rituals of using these objects.
Yes.
Okay.
The next step is kind of exploring this relationship, like rituals and relationship between humans and the way we operate with those machines.
Like digital machines stuff. That's cool. Okay. So you kind of mentioned it, but in your drawer, what do you have?
So my drawer is, you can find my research paper amongst other things if you fancy a good read. you can find a booklet which is result of one of my experiments, particularly that booklet just because it was the only experiment where its final outcome was a physical physical object. So it was, I don't know, I just wanted to show something in its original outcome. And you can see some other visual stuff. I have a few pages, whatever, with some images, screenshots where you can see some my other experiments, but only you can see the screenshots, and you know, because they're digital mostly, so I couldn't, you know, present them in its original form in my drawer. So I just show pictures of it.
Okay, cool.
So yeah,
nice,
a little bit of both.
That sounds really fun. Do you have anything else you'd like to, well, actually, this just came into my head. How come you were interested in this topic to begin with? Like, where did liminality come from?
Well, it all started actually a long time ago, I think back in Unit 1, when I did a project which explored the process of writing, the quality of writing, when you write, you know, with your hand, like a like normal, regular writing.
You mean quality as in, like, legibility or, like, all aspects of
all
quality?
All aspects, okay. In comparison to the digital when you type on a computer.
Right, right, okay.
So, like, what things are, what is lost or what you can gain with using these platforms instead of paper and pen. So it started like that, and the result of that, I did, like, a little experiment which ended up as a computer program, like a text editor where you couldn't edit your text.
Oh yeah, no, I remember that.
So it's not really an editor anymore. So that's actually how it started, as you know, exploring the relationship between physical and digital, like I think that was the starting point. And then just because at that point there was, you know, already the translation was already, you know, presented as an idea.
So like this idea of taking writing as a form in itself and then exploring it in different
how it's changed and evolved with the introduction of new technologies.
Mm-hmm. Are you still using writing, or is it more like now these digital machines?
It's not no longer writing. It's more like it's not so specific. I'm trying to be more general as just exploring general relationship with the machines. But I believe there is a possibility that my final project will be probably concentrating on one medium and one object, or one machine, because it would be impossible. I mean, maybe it wasn't impossible, but I think I will.
Well, maybe you'd just be connect with more people if you use one specific.
Yeah, I think it would be more easier to connect with people and to express my ideas. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in today. I hope that went well for you. It went well for me.
Anytime.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for all of this explanation.
Thank you for this lovely conversation.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Winky in a few minutes. So thank you.